Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of the Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
It was a black guy with dreadlocks by himself. I don't know if you want to use that.
Okay, well, listen, Rick.
And I'm not, listen, hey, I'm a black guy, so I'm not, you know, saying that because I'm, a, you know, a white guy as an officer, I'm saying black guys did it.
Okay.
But this is what her daughter said.
Rick.
Well, the audio not the best there, but that's a caller into a local local television there in Waukesha, describing the incident and reporting, I guess, secondhand information from somebody on the scene who identified the driver as a, and this is a quote, lighter skin, black male, dreadlocks, possibly no shoes. And the news anchor in that exchange trying to cut off the individual and eliminate any kind of reference to race in that conversation that took place there on television, and then informing the person that they were indeed on live TV. Let's listen to all of that. Crank it up so you're able to hear that audio. It's a little bit indistinct in places, but it gets the point across.
It was a black guy with dreadlocks by himself.
Black guy with dreadlocks by himself.
Okay, well, listen, Rick.
And I'm not, listen, hey, I'm a black guy, so I'm not, you know, saying that because I'm, a, you know, a white guy as an officer, I'm saying black guys did it.
Okay.
But this is what her daughter said.
Rick, I should inform you right now, you are on live television. So we.
Oh, really?
Everything you say, we are using, so we want to okay. Be careful.
Well, I'm telling you, okay.
And we are going to, you know, listen, you are an eyewitness account and we're taking you at your word. We are going to work to confirm these details later.
Yeah, you can just hear the abject terror in the voice of the news anchor that there would be any racial identifier that's applied to this at all. If it had been a white person, I wonder what the response would have been. Would there have been any pushback at all against the eyewitness in that case? And again, this is all after the fact, because we already know the identity of the person behind the wheel. Darrell Edward Brooks Jr. He's from Milwaukee. He's a Trump-hating leftist rapper. Goes by the stage name of Math Boy Fly. And he was the individual that was behind the wheel of the car and was taken out and arrested, taken into custody. He's in police custody now, has a rap sheet as big as the Milwaukee metro area phone book. They still print phone books. Yeah, anyway, he's in police custody. His social media littered with posts hating Donald Trump, wanting to kill Donald Trump, wanting to break Kanye West's jaw. Shortly after the expression of support by Kanye West for President Trump, it's very clear the political etymology of this person. And oh, by the way, he thought that Kyle Rittenhouse should have been killed on the streets of Kenosha. But I'm sure all of this is just coincidental. Back with more Chad Olson Show, SOS. Oh, MacArthur Foundation grants involved with this. He shouldn't have been out on the street anyway, except for a paltry cash bond in a his latest violent crime that had been committed just days ago. We'll get into those details as we come back. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.